It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a guest says big agricultural companies are making it hard for Wisconsin farmers to turn a profit.
First, Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn announced this week he's seeking an external review of the city's police force from the U.S. Department of Justice. The announcement came on the same day that federal prosecutors opted not to file criminal civil rights charges against the former Milwaukee police officer who shot and killed Dontre Hamilton last year.
The process that Flynn is seeking, called a collaborative reform initiative, is the same kind of review that took place in the wake of the events in Ferguson, Missouri. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn joins us now to talk more about why he's seeking the review and how it'll work if it gets approval. Chief Flynn, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you. It's nice to be here.
So right off the bat, I would like to ask you, why are you seeking this review from the U.S. Department of Justice?
Well, you know, there's some background here. The Department of Justice Criminal Division decided not to charge former Officer Manny with any violations of federal law related to the death of Dontre Hamilton. As I've said many times before, losing a loved one to violence, including at the hands of the police, is a terrible tragedy, and I've got no doubt that Mr. Hamilton's families continue to both grieve as well as feel frustrated by what they perceive as a unresponsive criminal justice system. Keep in mind, I fired the officer for violations of policy, as he had been trained in how to handle the mentally ill, and his initial misjudgment set in process a chain of events that placed him in a situation in which, in fact, his use of deadly force was necessary and certainly was well within both state and federal statutes. But I held him accountable for his initial decisions. Now, what we have done since then is develop very aggressive training about critical crisis intervention training. We've worked very hard to develop a model unique to Milwaukee, where we'll be the only department with everyone trained in CIT. And the background is, for 8 years, this police department has been engaged in a series of progressive reforms, and we've made significant progress. Our uses of force have declined every year. Our citizen complaints have declined every year. And just earlier this week, we were accredited by the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Accreditation Group, demonstrating we met over 226 different standards for policy, procedures, operations, and support services. So why am I asking for a collaborative reform agreement? I know how good we are. The data supports us by every objective measure. But the nature of the news business is, of course, to focus on these critical incidents and any form of conflict or perceived conflict between aggrieved individuals and the police department. And I also recognize that there are some segments of the community that are totally unaware of the, you know, larger picture of the state of policing in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So I decided to ask for collaborative reform. What does that mean? That's a voluntary arrangement with the Justice Department in which they send in subject matter experts to evaluate your organization's policies, procedures, and practices top to bottom. It's voluntary. They will not grant it if they are contemplating suing you for a pattern and practice violation. They will not grant collaborative review to departments that they are considering bringing under a consent decree. I'm confident in our reforms. I am open to suggestion to anything we could do better, but I'm also convinced that a thorough review by a Justice Department that has certainly never shown itself reluctant to sue police departments, I'm convinced a thorough objective review of where we are right now will clearly indicate how much progress we've made.
So actually, the collaborative reform agreement is kind of a middle road option. The family of Dontre Hamilton has repeatedly called for a larger scale pattern and practice investigation, and that is where it would examine the entire department for possible civil rights violations. Why are you opting for the collaborative reform agreement instead?
I want to make it very clear. I'm not opting. Okay, I'm not playing defense here. What I'm telling you is the Justice Department will not consider collaborative reform with an agency that is not always already reforming itself. The Justice Department will not consider collaborative reform for a police department that they believe is a candidate for a consent decree. All right, I want to make that very clear. So this is something I am prospectively asking for. If they're even thinking, or if they think at all, I mean, they're aware of our state of practice here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be just as thorough a review as a pattern and practice review would be, the difference is the following. We're not a candidate for a pattern and practice right now, no matter how much some people would like us to be. All right? That's just objective information. My doing this is saying, listen, I know you're not going to sue us. All right? If you were going to sue us, you would never consider us for this approach. But I'm saying I want to demonstrate to the community we're transparent. We've made enormous progress by any objective standard, and we are open to any suggestion in any venue of something we could do better.
So the collaborative reform agreement is the same process that was requested by St. Louis County Police after the events in Ferguson. That resulted in a 182-page federal report issuing recommendations, but it also did find some serious fault with police practices there. Are you ready to hear whatever the review might find?
Of course I am. But what I'm also saying is that any objective review of this department from the big picture is going to note some pretty significant changes here. Our use of forces has declined significantly over the last 8 years. The University of Wisconsin just did a study of our police department. We had a 22% decrease in uses of force in just the past year. We have very extensive training now on de-escalation training, on crisis intervention training, and on scenario-based use of force training. Our vehicle pursuits have been significantly restricted, have dropped significantly, and practically eliminated injuries to innocent third parties. Our citizen complaints have declined every single year, except one for the last 8 years. They've been on decline for the last 3 years. What I'm saying is a thorough review of this agency is going to find the following. We examined the consent decrees that had already been issued against Pittsburgh and Oakland and Seattle and New Orleans and other cities. And we started aggressively implementing those suggested reforms here years ago before anything dreadful happened in Red Arrow Park a year ago. And so what I'm saying is, yes, we're open to any criticisms, but any objective review of this agency by a disinterested third party is also going to see the things we have done. And other agencies that engage in collaborative reform were not that far down the continuum of positive change as we are.
How is the review actually done? Are there federal officials that come in and actually spend time in the department? Is it mostly looking at, you know, open records, things like that? What are the actual logistics of this kind of review?
They bring in subject matter experts who spend anywhere from 3 to 6 months examining our policies, examining our procedures, examining our training, examining our disciplines, examining our risk management systems, examining the entire way we conduct our business here. And they look for gaps in what would be considered best professional practices. And as I say, if we're missing something, I want to know it. And I don't think anybody else we bring in here will not be deemed credible by somebody. Bringing in the Justice Department is bringing in the people who sue people. So I'm saying, come on in, take a look at us. Nothing to hide here. If they grant this thing, I think, it'll make clear that they weren't going to sue us, all right? And that's one of the key issues for me. And the second thing is they're going to find good things. They'll find some gaps, no doubt, and we'll rectify those.
So what response have you been getting from Milwaukee police officers themselves?
Well, they don't feel we've got anything to fear. We just went through a rigorous accreditation process in which we had to meet 226 standards set by the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Accreditation Group. There's only 30 departments in the entire state, which has got, 500 police departments that have achieved that, and none of them are anywhere near the size and complexity of this agency. And they sent a team in here. They went through our policies top to bottom. And what they have to do, we have to be able to prove we're following our policies. We have to have documented proof that if we say we have a policy and procedure on pursuits, we've got to document that we're following it, and so on. And they did a very extensive review here with a very large team because we're an enormous police department. And they were bowled over at all the things we're doing. I mean, if all they knew is what they see on TV, they would think there's all kinds of terrible problems here. But if you look at the overwhelming bulk of the work here, this is a very solid agency that has moved aggressively along the path of reform for 8 years and has actively embraced those suggested reforms the federal government has made in other police departments.
I'm assuming, Chief Flynn, that you are hoping that this will also aid relations between your department and the community as a whole. And as you said, you're confident that the investigation or the report will show a lot that's being done well, but you're also confident that there will be things that are brought to light that need improvement. Are you confident that this report and whatever it ends up saying will help you rebuild and continue to build relationships with the community?
Well, first of all, I object to this notion that the community, in quotes, is some sort of monolith with one opinion. I will tell you right now that we have got the most robust community-based policing strategy in this entire state. And if, you know, you go to any community meeting in our most disadvantaged neighborhoods, you're going to have 50 to 100 people talking about ways they're working collaboratively with the police department. But if I get 25 people standing in the street complaining about how terrible we are, I'll get a news helicopter and four TV stations. All right? Now, we take all of the continuum of opinion in our various communities seriously. But to try to characterize our support in the community as that which is dependent upon the 25 to 30 protesters that show up, you know, once every couple of weeks is wrongheaded. I mean, the fact of the matter is UWM did an extensive citizen-based telephone survey of support for this police department last summer at the height of the Baltimore and Ferguson uproar, as well as uproar here over the Hamilton case. What did they find? You know, they found 75% overall approval rating of this police department in the community of Milwaukee. Now, there was a gap between white and black approval. And unfortunately, African-American approval was only 66%. We want to improve that. But who in government anywhere would not drool at the opportunity to get a two-thirds approval rating from any constituency? So we work hard in those disadvantaged neighborhoods. It's where we're making our maximum efforts to deal with the residual problems of intergenerational poverty, one of which is the biggest disparity in this city is being the victim of a crime. All right, 80% of my homicide victims every year are African-American, 85% of my shooting victims every year are African-American, and we are dialed into those neighborhoods trying to do something about it, working with neighborhood groups, working with non-governmental organizations, and, yes, using data to drive our deployments. So, you know, to characterize our relationship with the community as though, you know, what some people would assert defines our relationships with our many neighborhoods is just wrong. And we take very seriously the opinions of all the folks we have to service. But we also recognize that there's a lot more support out there than we're giving credit for.
Well, Chief Flynn, thank you so much for spending the time with us today.
Well, thank you for your thoughtful questions.
That was Ed Flynn, Milwaukee Chief of Police. He joined us to talk about his call for a federal review of police practices in Milwaukee.